The Great British Art Exhibition, organised by the Hayward Gallery in London, has come to Norwich. The exhibition arrived in style, drawn by a procession of 11 heavy horses. Marnie Meakin spoke to Caroline Fisher, gallery manager at Norwich University of the Arts, to find out more.
Well, hello everyone, it's Marnie again, and I'm here today at the Norwich University for the Arts Gallery, which is in St Andrew's Street, and a big, new and beautiful building it is too. I'm with Caroline Fisher, who's the curator of a very exciting exhibition that's here at the moment. Good afternoon, Caroline.
Good afternoon, Marnie. Nice to meet you.
And I hope you're going to tell us a little bit about this. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the NUA, Norwich University of the Arts? It has been known as something else, hasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Well, it was founded in 1845 as the Norwich School of Art. And it was founded really because of the Norwich School of Painters, who had been around in Norwich for a number of years before. So Crome and Cotman, those painters who are well known in this region and across the world. And as a result of them setting up a very small school of art, people came to Norwich to learn how to be artists, and the School of Art really took off then in the 1840s. And for the next 50 years, more and more people came to Norwich to study here. But in more recent years, of course, we've become a university.
Oh, excellent. And
so for a while, we were Norwich University College of the Arts, and now we're Norwich University of the Arts. And we award degrees in a whole range of creative subjects, so from fine art to graphic design, fashion, architecture, and some of the new media, so film, even games design.
Yes.
So lots of really interesting subjects.
Yes, yes. Quite a variety there. So what is your role in life? What do you do at the...
I'm actually the gallery manager here, and I do curate some of the exhibitions as well. But, yes, this is a quite new space here. It's only been open since November, and this is our fifth exhibition. But we currently have the British Art Show, which is a huge exhibition that is organised by the Hayward Gallery in London. It's been running since 1979, so this is the eighth one, so it's British Art Show 8.
And so it only runs every few years?
About every 5 years.
Yes, okay.
Yes, yeah. And they actually have had two guest curators select the artists, and there are 42 artists and over 100 artworks in the exhibition.
This is a major exhibition, isn't it?
It is. It's a big coup for Norwich as well, because it's an exhibition that's never come to East Anglia before. So it's toured to various cities across the country, Leeds, Newcastle, Plymouth even, Southampton, but it's never been to Norwich until this year, so it's quite exciting for the city and the region.
I can imagine that, yes. And tell us about the art show. Where is it? I know you've got a couple of pieces in here, in this East Gallery.
That's right, yes.
But this isn't a great British art show, is
it? No, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the British art show.
Yes.
So there are three artists represented in East Gallery, but the other venues are St George's Building, which is part of Norwich University of the Arts. It's the main part, really, and the oldest part of the art school. And then the Norwich Castle Museum has quite a large number of the artists as well. So it's split between the venues. There's also even one piece at the Forum, so outside the Forum. If you look out for the signs, there's a piece there.
Okay, so the bulk of the work is on St George's. In both of those buildings?
Just on the right-hand side as you go down St George's, in the old building with the sandstone frontage and the steps up.
Yes.
So there are quite a number of artworks there.
Yes.
About the same number there as at the Castle Museum, and then just a small display at East Gallery.
That's very good. Is there nowhere in Norwich that could take an exhibition of this size?
There isn't really, no. And I think most of the venues that have had the British Art Show have actually had it split between different places.
Right.
So
how many artists did you say?
42 artists.
Yes,
so
that's
quite
a lot.
The show actually started at the very end of 2015 in Leeds. And then it went to Edinburgh. This particular one, British Art Show 8.
Okay.
So it started in Leeds, then it went to Edinburgh. In Edinburgh, it was actually split between three venues, and none of them were within walking distance, so you had to get a bus between them. So it was quite difficult, actually, to see the whole of the British Art Show in Edinburgh in one day. I did try to do
dedicated.
That. Yes, but on the very first day they laid on buses to take people
right.
between the venues,
yes.
so that did make
yes.
it easier. But yes, I think the thing that's lovely about having it here in Norwich is that the Castle Museum and Newer are just 5 minutes walk from each other.
Absolutely.
So it's
yes.
quite easy for
yes.
people to go up to the Castle, see a bit of the show there, come down to St George's, come to East Gallery, and to feel that
yes.
they've got a feeling for the whole thing, even though it's a lot to do in a day. And of course, some people do want to come back, which is
yes.
great. but you can
yes.
see a lot of it in a day.
Yes, that's excellent. Tell us about the kind of art that we can see when we come. It's contemporary, isn't it?
It is contemporary.
They are all living artists?
They're all living artists, some of them quite young artists, some a little bit older and more established. But it's all quite cutting edge, quite challenging materials, some of it. So it ranges from painting and sculpture to audiovisual works. There are quite a few films in the show,
okay.
and there are some really quite surprising works that don't fall into any of those categories at all as well.
What can that possibly be?
So actually one of my favourite works in the exhibition is by an artist called Laure Prouveau. She won the Turner Prize in 2013, so
Ooh.
We're really lucky
mm,
to have
indeed.
Her work here at Newer. And she started out as a filmmaker, actually, but she was very interested in the viewer becoming part of the work. So she likes to bring the triangle of the artwork, the artist, and the viewer closer together. So you enter her work, and it's a room which the lights are on, and then suddenly it all goes dark, and you hear her voice, and you hear sound effects, and it's all about the walls and the viewer, the walls sort of feeling the presence of the viewer. So it's quite creepy in a way,
yes.
but it's also incredibly clever, and the technical requirements were really difficult to
yes.
fulfil, but, you know, we managed it. And the thing that's amazing is you walk in and it looks like a very normal sort of space.
Yes.
And then these things start happening.
The gallery is involved in the technical setup, is it then?
Yes, well, it was between the Haywood Touring, who instigate the whole show, and
okay.
Newer and the Castle. So we really collaborated. It was a true partnership,
yes,
which is great. It's been quite a roller coaster in that it's been really busy and quite demanding to get everything ready on time by the time of the private view, which was 23rd of June, the same day as the referendum.
Oh, of course, yes.
But yeah, we all work together.
We won't go into the referendum.
No, let's not talk about that. Stick to the art, I think.
Yes. I've heard that one or two of the people are fairly local, one or two of the artists.
Yes, that's right, they are, yes. So we've been lucky to have two commissions come out of this exhibition, and the two commissions are two of the quite local artists. So one was Alan Kane, who has a studio in Great Yarmouth, and he did this project called The History Train, which was a heavy horse mm-hmm. procession that effectively delivered the British Art Show to Norwich.
Oh.
That was on the 18th of June. So he was asked to come up with a commission specially for Norwich, and this is what he wanted to do, because part of his work is the idea of providing a service for people. So he
oh, yeah.
managed to get these 11 heavy horses to pull their drays through
yes,
the city of Norwich
yes.
with the crates containing
yes.
works for the British Art Show in them, and then deliver them to the four venues. So that was quite an exciting
yes,
event.
Yes, that would be, yes.
And also as part of that, he asked local people to submit designs for horse brasses, and 23 horse brasses were actually made in the Newer foundry. So we have a workshop that students can use for metalwork. And
wow.
that foundry has made the horse brasses, and they're now on display in the Castle Museum.
Oh.
So that's like a, you know, very
yes.
neatly packaged
yes.
idea of a work, which was a huge thing to organise, but actually the results have been really good, and there's a lovely film about the History Train as well that's on the website.
Lots of things linking together.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
a wonderful thing about the art world, really, the links that
yes,
you get between...
Yes, it is.
Between...
It's great. And good artists can sort of... get a feel for those links and tie things up
yes.
nicely for people to
yes.
to see. And the other local artist to talk about is Jessica Warboys. So
mm-hmm.
she's based in Suffolk, and she actually was a student at Newer when she did her foundation course, so she's an alumna.
Oh, yes.
And she's a painter, so one of the relatively few painters in the show. But her process is really interesting because she very much works with the landscape rather than painting representations of landscape. She takes her canvases down to the sea, she spreads pigment on them, and then she washes them in the waves. So the action of the waves actually spreads the pigment on the canvas. And then she brings the canvas out, she dries it, she fixes the pigment. Sometimes she repeats the process to kind of get an even greater effect. And she's made these paintings at three different locations for the British Art Show. So one not far from Leeds at the beginning of the show, one up in East Lothian near to Edinburgh for the second leg, and then at Dunwich, which is obviously not far from
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely,
and we're showing all those three sets of paintings here at Newer, which is wonderful.
That's fantastic. Oh, I'm glad you've been able to talk to us and tell us a bit about this. Thank you ever so much for taking the time, and we wish you joy with the rest of the exhibition. It's here for a while, isn't it?
Yes, it's here until the 4th of September.
Yes.
So there's plenty of time to see it, and there's a fantastic events programme as well. So there are some evening talks on a Wednesday at Newer, and bookbinding demonstrations is part of one of the works. And yes, lots of things happening. So
that's really lovely.
Hope the listeners will come and look.
Yes, I hope the listeners do, yes. So thank you very much indeed, Caroline. Mm. That was terrific.
Thank you, lovely to meet you.
Caroline Fisher, Gallery Manager at Norwich University of the Arts.